This call is being recorded.
Hi, Daniel.
Hello.
Hello. At the moment, we are waiting for the other team members to come.
Great, thanks.
Hi, Daniel.
Hi there.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, Michelle, can you hear me?
Yes, hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. I'm just waiting for the other team members to join.
Okay, great.
Sure,
I don't recognize the voice.
Okay, it's Tamiro.
Oh, okay, because I'm like, I know that's not Carl.
Who's on the line? Michelle and Daniel. Okay.
Hi, Michelle. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, Carl.
Sorry about being a little late. We're just wrapping up a call with Country.
Sure.
Right, I think we'll just give it a few minutes to bring everybody together. Michelle, from your side, is Michael and or Bakri with you there, or they're joining separately?
I think they'll be joining separately. I don't know, I'm not sure about Bakri, but I'll check on Michael. Yes, so Michael is joining.
Okay, fantastic. Right, we'll wait for Michael to join, and then we'll take it one step from there. Not sure, Robin, have we had confirmation? Any of the countries that they'll be joining the call?
No, invited, but we had no confirmation that anybody's joining.
Okay.
Or requests to download. Was that somebody joining? Hi, Michael.
Hey, hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Okay.
Great. Well, I think we've sort of hit the quorum mark at this stage. Just so we're for roll call, I know the call is being recorded. In Cape Town here with myself, Carl, and I'm surrounded by lovely ladies, so I can't really complain. I've got Ron with Linda, Annie, and Tariro online. I believe we have Daniel joining remotely, Michelle and Michael online. Tariro, is there anybody that I've missed?
No.
Thank you. All right, thanks everyone for making the call. We haven't had any confirmation from countries joining the call at this stage, so we'll continue through the agenda. Just running through the agenda that was sent out. We're looking at the implementation update, followed by product update, the implementation schedule, and we will touch base on the next countries, prepping for implementation successes and challenges. And then what we will update is on some of the next developments. All right, are there any other items that we'll be adding to the agenda?
No, I was just thinking the focus of the prepping for implementation successes and challenges and validation process, the target audience was really the other countries that we're hoping would join. So I'm not sure how much value there would be in not having those, like they were discussion points.
That okay.
Well, then presentation points.
If a country joins through, let us know, we'll bring us back up on the agenda. But otherwise, since it's friends and family around the call, I think we should just be talking a bit about some late breakers. I know Annie's sitting here on the edge of her seat, and Michelle, there's some emails coming your way shortly. From Michael and Michelle and the CDC team, is there anything that you'd like to be discussing on today's call? We'll take silence as a no. Okay, well, getting started.
I think Michael is trying to talk, but he's not coming through because I can hear him. I think he wants to add something. I'll go check. One second.
Thanks. All right, we'll just wait for Michelle to pop back. Hey, Michelle.
Yes, we're having a little connection issue. Apparently, I think Michael wanted to just touch base on something that Annie sent out, but I think it was supposed to be to me. However, it didn't come. It wasn't addressed to me, so I didn't know about
Annie.
It.
Annie?
I just realized that when I just sent it to you. So, sorry.
Sorry, Michelle. We missed your email on that.
Yeah, so I think you wanted to talk about that. However, I haven't had a chance to look at it, so just bear that in mind. But anyways, yes.
Sure. I think the gist of that is the give one update what has been sent, and then we can review it and discuss it after the fact.
So the documents were just the overall evaluation plan and the country level evaluation plan for CDC to review.
So okay, this is for the M&E. Yeah, it does take into account the CDC indicators as well.
Okay.
Right. Okay, well, maybe moving forward from there then, implementation update. Do you want to run us through that?
Sure. So update on implementations at the moment is I'm going to start from the furthest out and move forward. There are currently challenges with finding funding in Cameroon for hardware and infrastructure upgrades. Safe Life Africa are talking to CDC locally, and I believe the Atlanta team, and they're talking to the hospital, who's talking to the MOH, to try and see whether they can secure funding for that equipment. Until they have a way of doing that, we're a little bit stuck, because obviously we can't implement a software system when there's no hardware and no electricity in the server room and that kind of thing. So we will keep sort of in contact with everybody around that, and we will update the team if and when there is any progress. Next one out is Ethiopia. We seem on track to go into Ethiopia at the beginning of November for our deployment and OQ team training. Their infrastructure, their maintenance is taking longer than they thought, but we provided them with a list of minimum hardware requirements and infrastructure requirements for them to do OQ. And they have committed to having that in place before we get to Ethiopia. Zambia are in a similar position. They've had some setbacks with their procurement, but they have confirmed to us that they will be in a place where they have minimum hardware requirements, and we can go into country, do the deployment and training, and they can then move forward with the OQ. We have a call with them tomorrow afternoon to get more information around where they are with procurement. In terms of Ghana, we're full steam ahead. Clancy and myself are going to Ghana on Sunday, and he will be there for 2 weeks doing the deployment. And then doing the training of the operational qualification team, which is the administrators and then the heads of department who'll be responsible for reviewing SOPs, reviewing and revising SOPs in line with the use of BSIS. So that's all full steam ahead. The final one is Lesotho, where we were scheduled to go in on Sunday to do their to tie up their PQ, do their data transfer from their current instance of BSIS into their new instance of BSIS, and for them to go live. There has been one particular critical point that they have some concerns around, and they're going to have to develop an SOP workaround for. And at the moment, it looks like that will delay us going to country by a week or 2 weeks. But we have to confirm the timing exactly with Molekwa and Kotso, which we are trying to get them on the phone. We might only get them on the phone first thing tomorrow morning, but we will have a timing for that as soon as possible. And that is the implementation update. Does anybody have any questions?
Yes. Hi, this is Michelle. So what is your target date to go into country for Lesotho at this point? You said you're delaying it by 1 to 2 weeks. Is there a time range?
Sure. So outside of 1 to 2 weeks, I'm not sure. Like, there is a outside date. So AABB are going to be in Lesotho from the 7th of November. So we need to have everything done by then. So we can't push it out by more than 2 weeks if we want to have everything in place by the time they get there. But exactly whether it's going to be 1 or 2 weeks, we still need confirmation from Molekwa and Kotso, because it's their call in the end.
Okay. So you're thinking maybe if they, depending on what they say, sometime by the end of October?
Yeah, by the end of October, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Cool. Sure. Any other questions? I know we can't hear Michael, I don't think. Michael, if you have any questions, feel free to drop me an email.
Can you also just keep us up to date on the final date as you hear from Molekwa, just because we will be in region, actually, end of October, and so we're booking our travel over the next couple of days. So if it's possible, you know, maybe somebody from our team may think about hopping over there, you know, on our way back. So just keep us updated with the final date that you receive.
I'll let you know as soon as I can.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. Ron, when this is Michael, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, sorry. Yeah, I had some audio challenges here. Anyway, thanks for the update. You know, another issue with Lesotho is as the date keeps sliding, this is also impacting the formal assessment for their stepwise accreditation process. So, you know, again, it's like I have a monthly management call with AFSBT tomorrow, so I will actually add this to the agenda. But I think in the countries that are also, you know, where BSIS is so closely linked with their stepwise accreditation, we just also need to keep that in mind, because it really impacts them as well. As if the dates continue to slide as much as they have, you know, it also impacts their timeline and their ability to, you know, engage the appropriate people at the appropriate time.
So we actually did discuss that with the team. LBTS had already delayed their accreditation to January next year because of timings. I think with AFSBT, they need to do other countries in between. So it won't have an impact in terms of delaying that date. It'll actually still give them a couple of months to get to grips with the system before it happens. But I think it's really good to remember that the two are linked, and we need to just be aware of when people's dates are. So that's great. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks.
Right, I think from our team around the table here, we've been chewing on this quite actively for the last hour of last 12 hours. I think we're quite up to speed on that area. Moving on then, going to move on to Linda for a bit of a product update, please.
Yeah, so in terms of just the general product update, the development team continues just to work on all the issues that are in the backlog. And what we are doing sort of is actively reviewing this, the roadmap in terms of prioritization of features. So we did a long review of that yesterday. We've got a few areas that we might sort of refocus, but the development team is just carrying on working on the next set of features. So we have an estimated date for the next release, but just to say that you know, when we talk about that release, we're talking really more about an internal release in terms of the next batch of functionality that's available. Doesn't necessarily, of course, mean that's the next thing that automatically gets rolled out. So the next release is due around about the 9th of November. Are there any questions related to that?
Yeah, I think probably from our side, what would be good is just to give a bit of an update of what is planned in that next release from a functional perspective. That would be a good first start.
Okay, so in essence, we're calling it the reporting and the UI release because most of the work that has gone into it is actually around management reporting and the data export and various features really around improving the information on the UI to the user. So a lot of that has come out of sort of feedback from testing and from QA and from also just speaking to people when we were on all those implementation visits about really additional checks, additional information on the, like the test batch screen, for example, to be able to see which samples have actually been released or not. So it's really around usability and enhanced reporting. Remembering that we did have to drop some of the management reports from version 1.0 because we had that critical fix that we agreed was a better priority to put in. So that's the theme of the next big release.
Big man. All right, I think just on the reporting side, I think that's pretty much it. Any questions from, is this release planned to go into any of the implementation countries at this stage?
No.
Okay, so we're gonna go in with the release that actually has all the information we need and then work on an update strategy and a alongside reporting framework that won't require a full OQ every time we need to add a new report.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. But that's, you know, the from now on really the product development will always be ahead of the implementation that carries on. We want stable software release to be implemented.
Michelle, Michael, any questions on your side?
This is Michael. I do have a question, and I wanted to thank Annie for sending in the evaluation plan and country level evaluation things. I don't know if you were planning to discuss this later, but since it links with some of the reporting things, a question that I have around this is, you know, what is the thinking? I mean, as of today, on how this might be operationalized. I know, Carl, when you and I were in Lesotho a couple of weeks ago, we talked at length about the CDC data points. And in just looking at this, you know, very briefly, I see that, you know, there are some, I think most of the data points can be collected in BSIS. But since, you know, Lesotho is the only country where we have you know, the donor management module running. It's been running since April. I just wondered, has anybody tried to maybe look at some of that data? You know, I don't want to call it a data audit, but I'm actually just trying to figure out, you know, how the data that's being generated through BSIS now can get, you know, transferred into you know, that data point collection instrument or something like that. And I apologize if I'm not making sense.
No, I mean, what you say makes a lot of sense. So just to give you an idea, so that we have comparable data across points, we're planning to do a baseline assessment of all the information we can get from a country to meet the CDC indicators before the go live date, which we now have for Lesotho as of yesterday. And then a 6-month assessment after the go live to look at the quality of the data coming out of the BSIS system, and a 1-year evaluation, which would be a 12-month follow-up from go live to again look at the data. So because I only got the Lesotho data yesterday, I'm not going to be able to write a report till next week, but you'll get that next week. Just talking about the feasibility of the data points before BSIS. We haven't tested getting the BSIS data from Lesotho, but we have tested getting the BSIS data from our test system, our training system, doing the download, seeing whether we can get that data. Yeah, that's basically where we're at right now. But as you'll see on the second tab on that Excel document, we've gone through and made sure that we are clear on what we can and what we cannot get from BSIS, and where there may be proxies because we can't get exactly that data.
Okay. I mean, yeah, thanks for the update. And I apologize. I wasn't able to really go through this with kind of a critical eye yet. But, you know, I do want to apologize in advance because this is an issue I'm probably going to be continuing to bug you about. So, you know, bear with me. But this is a very high priority for us. And so, you know, the sooner that we can actually get something up that we can, you know, point to some tangible results that are coming out of BSIS, it's also going to help us our side for some other, you know, battles that we're fighting on this side.
Yeah. Well, frankly, we could get the data sooner than 6 months. I'm just assuming that 6 months would be a good point at which we would have enough data to actually look at comparable trends to the baseline assessment. So, yeah, and we've also, we're working, the poor product team have been looking quite carefully at making sure that the management reports will meet those indicators as well, and those can be generated at work.
Okay, you answered my next question, so thank you.
Just out of curiosity, Michael, what was the next question before I followed my statement?
No, it was basically, you know, it was kind of like linked to the reports. I was gonna because I know that just looking at the tab that Annie was talking about, you know, there are several proxies in there, and I didn't know if, you know, with the, I guess the future releases that will be coming out, will some of that data, you know, become available at some point, or will we just continue to have to work via the proxies for those data points?
Yeah, I think we'll have to look at those particular proxy points and, you know, interrogate them individually. We can't give you a blanket answer on that. Some of them are complex data points. But the question I had to you, Michael and Michelle, is, you know, while what Annie has sent out is really the start of our M&E frame, well, it is our M&E framework, not the start of, it's been hard at work at that. Talking frankly between friends, giving you those data points that you've asked for on the ones that we're referring to as the CDC requested data points, be able to generate that for however long BSIS has been running, does that add value to what you need to be fighting on your side?
I think it does.
I would say it does too. You know, an example, I mean, you know, we just had a request, you know, on our side this week for, you know, this exactly this type of data. And, you know, and you know, Carl, you and I have had this discussion. And, you know, frankly, we just, you know, we have to kind of scramble and try to look to a variety of different sources. But, you know, the accuracy of that data and, you know, how stale it is, because some of it's been out there for a few years. So, you know, as a default, we have to use that. So, I mean, I agree with Michelle. I think the sooner that we can actually start producing something that we can, you know, show to people, you know, when people ask us, well, you know, look, you've given, you know, this amount of money for BSIS so far, and what do you, you know, what what do you really have to show for it? What's coming out of it? Anything that we can do to kind of beat back the barbarians at the gate, that would really be helpful.
I think we're on the same page there. We're happy to help beat back the barbarians. I like that. How do you release it, Michael? Beat back the barbarians, the triple B. With developer swag and training ninjas. People think they're not allowed to do is name things.
All right.
Can you put the beat back the barbarians report into the backlog?
Sure.
Can't find a word that means quickly is not going to be there. And my team, I may not come back from the US the way you guys are looking at me at the moment here. So we'll see. All right. So I think with that from the product side, synopsis here, reporting is a big push for us. There's some validation things that we're doing on labeling, also urgent for some of the up-and-coming country releases, and we're going to be looking at prioritizing the roadmap in line of country needs, political needs, and availability of the technical hardware going forward. All right. So I'm not sure if there's any other things that you want to mention from the product update side, or Daniel, Linda, if you guys want to bring anything in more from there.
No, nothing from my side, unless anyone's got any particular questions.
Nope, sounds like we're winning. All right, then moving on to the next one is really just the up-and-coming implementation schedule. Ron, with Lesotho's subtle shift in that, are there any other issues that we may be having from other countries' perspectives that are noticeable or need to be addressed?
No, there is no impact on other countries.
Okay, and how's Zambia looking at this stage? Still there?
Well, Zambia is still there, but they were included in the update. No, we've got a conversation with them tomorrow in order to check up on their procurement. But they have told us they are on track.
Absolutely. And if they don't have their hardware, will they have to look at when they get rescheduled?
Yes.
Okay.
It would be a couple of weeks.
All right.
But again, because we don't have pressure with Cameroon at this point, because Cameroon are having issues, the roll-on effect isn't very high.
Okay. So I think the only other one is that I just updated the team, and I agree, but Michelle has made the introduction. Michelle has given me the contact details for the next set of countries. We are talking to Cambodia already, and I will be following up with these other countries that are on the list, and also try and meet with them at AFSBT to discuss further the potential rollout of visas in countries itself. Are there any questions, comments, or updates around that? Michelle, Michael, I haven't sent those mails out yet, quite frankly, due to some burning issues we had on this side to deal with Sutu. But those will be going out before the end of the week.
Okay, great. So I did write the email for Uganda. I haven't seen a response, but I don't know if they were responding directly to you or not. But what I would love for, once you start making more contact with some of these countries, for Uganda particularly, if you do get a date for them for AABB, if you can let me know what time you're meeting with them, I would definitely love to sit in on that meeting if I can. And then also your schedule for AABB as you finalize it. Our slots are filling up rapidly, and so I just want to make sure that we could be present when you need us to be for as many of your meetings as possible.
As soon as we try that schedule up, we'll be keeping you in the loop on that too.
Okay, great.
I'm hoping to get that all wrapped up by the end of this week. Great. Well, I think that sort of brings us through the key agenda items that we had as prepping for next implementations and the validation process and so on and more for other countries. I'm happy to close the call up early here. The next community call will actually be week prior to AABB. Congress, so I think we'll be having that. Ronan's off to Ghana next week, and Clancy's off to Ghana with her.
following up with the various countries. So I think we're good. From JP's side, that's all folks. Michelle and Michael, from your side, anything that you want to touch base on?
Nothing for me.
So I will look at the M&E plan, Annie, and get back to you most likely by the top of next week if any further questions or comments. Also, just a point, just so you know, I think I mentioned this in a previous call, but we are transitioning in a new team member who will be taking lead on, most likely be taking lead on the M&E work. So just so you know, if you see any changes start coming your way, that's the new person that we're going to be bringing on.
Thanks, Michelle. You got a bit gobbled there, but just to summarize for the team, I understand the context. There's a new team member joining the blood safety team at TDC who will be engaging on the M&E aspects. So we'll need to keep them involved too. All right. Well, with that all said and done, thank you, everybody. I know it's been a short call, but I'm sure we're all happy with that. And we'll see everybody in cyberspace.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Cheers, everyone.
Great. Thanks.
Sorry, I just actually sent the two of you an email just now.